To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ron Ugly is out. Sean Bajani is in. Tyler Milner is on the ones and twos behind the glass. And we will get you the T-Mills best bets. He is on an absolute heater right now, y'all. 12 of his last 12. And I'm telling you, the way to go is when Tyler gets hot, you ride the wave. Right? Don't get carried away. But Tyler, let Tyler get carried away. And when Tyler also gets hot, on top of being carried away, is when you just pick and choose, baby. You just cherry pick whichever one tickles your fancy.
Wow.
And you got a much better chance of winning, right? So it's Tyler's doing all the work, and you're just riding the wave. That's the way to go. We got two Monday night games tonight. We got Bills at Falcons, and we got Bears at Commanders. Boy, you're talking about some quarterback matchups. I don't know. I'm not saying I'm a fan of all these guys at all, but – if you just enjoy watching, like, explosive quarterback play, I don't know that it gets any more explosive than these matchups right here. Josh Allen versus Michael Penix Jr. I mean, Michael Penix Jr., the way that ball jumps off his hand with that short, quick stroke he's got is absolutely ridiculous. And then we all know what Josh Allen can do and what he's capable of doing with his arm and his legs. When you look at Caleb Williams right now and that Ben Johnson offense, I mean, he's the closest thing to me, like real talk. He is stylistically here. Don't get carried away. He is the closest thing to Pat Mahomes that I've seen.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty high praise.
I'm not saying he's going to go win Super Bowls. Hell, I'm not saying he's going to be a Pro Bowler. I'm talking about stylistically the way that he plays the game.
Yeah. But I mean, that, only lends itself to where if you've got those complementary pieces around you, like the hard part is kind of done, right? If you've got the toolbox and you've got the tools.
Yeah. Well, he's missing way too many throws throughout a game. Like, he's missing chunk plays. He's missing scoring throws. I mean, he's hurting them with that freestyle Pat Mahomes style of play. Like, I don't know if he can continue to play that. I don't know if that's inexperience in Ben Johnson's offense, or is that inexperience in the league, or is that a lower ceiling that he just can't get away with doing those things? He doesn't have the arm talent to make that throw, and he thinks he does, right? Pat has the arm talent to make those throws and does it time and time again. And I just know stylistically the way he floats in the pocket, the way he's not as athletic as everybody else on the field, but he finds a way to be crafty and buy time. He'll end up with 30 or 40 yards rushing sometimes. Mm-hmm. The comfort and the effortless way in which he plays, kind of that just floating around quarterback, is so Pat Mahomes.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Like, just stylistically, that it intrigues me to watch. And then Jaden Daniels with the Commanders, and I know he's hadn't been back but maybe a week or two from an injury or whatever, but man, when you talk about the combination of arm and legs, the explosive ability to hit you hit on a goalpost with your arm or your legs, a great offensive play caller in Cliff Kingsbury with weapons around him, which, by the way, Deebo Samuel is going to play tonight. I know he's questioned what he is going to play tonight in that Bears at Commanders matchup. So, but yeah, Bijan, these are two matchups right here, man, that are no skin in the game, no dog in the fight, but they're fun to watch if you enjoy quarterback play.
Yeah, it'll be good. I'm looking forward to him tonight as well. You mentioned Pat Mahomes, right? And I know you wanted to make a point about the Kansas City Chiefs and, you know, what we can maybe take from that game last night against the Lions and apply it to the Texans. I'll just say this on Pat Mahomes, and Chris Collinsworth hit on it last night during the game in the fourth quarter. I think it was Kansas City's second to last drive. Mahomes had like just gotten sacked on a free rush by Aiden Hutchinson on the right side, right? And in the very next play, I think it was, Mahomes steps up into the pocket after Hutchinson is ready to take his head off again. He steps up in the pocket, and there's nobody open. He tucks it and runs for like maybe 4 or 5 yards and kind of gets twisted around, takes a hit. Boom. He tries to stay up and get an extra 2 yards, twists out of a tackle and tries to lean forward to get another couple of yards out of it, takes another hit. And Collinsworth was like, what other quarterback is doing that? That is playing at this level and has been playing at this level for this long. Like, he's doing whatever it takes to just get the chains moving. And
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go.
I love that. And it's so true, though. I mean, a lot of quarterbacks, they get wrapped up, you know, by the ankles. They're going to go down. You know, they don't want to take another hit.
Yeah.
Mahomes took two blasts before he went down. And that was kind of a microcosm of what the Chiefs did to the Lions last night, in my opinion, in the fourth quarter. They stepped on their throat.
Yeah. Oh, no question. The ability of Pat Mahomes gets talked about a lot. But I think if you look at Pat Mahomes, I mean, there's a couple of things that really stand out to me. And one of them is like his sixth sense in the pocket, like how comfortable he is kind of ducking and dodging and moving and allowing his offensive line to stay attached and block for him. That's his superpower. But there's also a part of Pat Mahomes that is, to your point, there is a clutch gene. There is a tougher than nails gene.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's that take him to make him the champion that he is, right? There's a lot of guys that are talented, but boy, there's some things that if you really watch Pat that take him to the next level are really that tough, gritty, clutch, kind of a sixth sense in the pocket, and it's not what you hear a lot of people talk about most of the time. But on that front, on that game, Chiefs win 30-17 last night over the Lions, and I think what the Texans are up against here is something similar to what the Chiefs were up against, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs were sitting at 2-3, didn't get the start that they thought that they would get. They've got some injuries, and they're looking down, they're staring down a barrel of a really good, at the time, 4-1. Detroit Lions football team, an NFC power, and you're at a fork in the road. Do you slip to 2-4 and make it really difficult on yourself to chase the teams that are playing better in your division, the Denver Broncos and the teams that are winning, or Do you go win a game that's a tough win against a really good football team in the NFC and get your season back on track? And I just ultimately think, I'm not trying to say the Texans or the Chiefs by any means, but that's what the Texans are up against.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at it right now, they got to go on the road against a good NFC opponent, and they've got to win that game to give themselves a chance to come back home and right the ship and get back in playoff contention and get back into the conversation of, hey, we're one of the better teams potentially in the AFC. The Chiefs did it last night. Can the Texans do it next Monday night?
More likely to win their division, who? Chiefs or Texans?
Chiefs. Chiefs, without a doubt.
Do you think the Texans...
That Chiefs team we watched last night is a contender.
Texans' only path to the postseason is a wild card.
Absolutely, that's what I believe.
When's the last time we got a wild card coming out of the AFC South?
Bill took a lot of pride in winning them jokers, didn't he? All right, we got two Monday night games. T-Mill, the real deal. We've got T-Mill's best bets, man. What you got? Which one am I jumping on?
Yes, sir. Monday night doubleheader. And if you missed, Clint laying it out so beautifully earlier. 12 for the last 12, people. Follow me to the money. If you want to put cash in your pocket, follow me to the money. Here are your four best bets for tonight's matchups. Two from each game. First, I got the Chicago Bears plus 5 points at minus 115 odds. They're going to be in Washington taking on the Commanders. Within that game, I got a player prop for you. Running back for the Bears, DeAndre Swift. I'm on over 46.5 rushing yards tonight for him. And then your two bets for this Bills-Falcons matchup on a Monday night. I'm on the Bills minus 3. I think that line's at 3.5 or 4. I teased it just a little bit. Bills minus 3. At the Falcons, and your last best bet on a Reaction Monday is within that game. It's the under. I like Bills at Falcons under 50. I think that number is way too big for the way the defenses will be playing tonight between the Bills and Falcons. Those are your four best bets, boys. Let's go 16 for 16, huh?
I don't hate that under, that last one, because one of the things that I found most curious was the 3.5 that the Bills are favored by. I figured it would be a little bit more. So I don't know what Vegas knows that I don't, but I would take the under. I like that bet.
I'm going to text you and let you know I'm going to stew on it. Let it stew.
Nothing wrong
with
that.
You know what I mean? I'll get with you. All right, Texans All Access is next. The Coaches Show, 5 to 7 p.m. D'Amico Ryans, live right at 5 o'clock. So in about 5 minutes, man. Monday Night Football, Commanders, Bears coverage, courtesy of Westwood One. Beginning at 7 p.m. Houston, we greatly appreciate you listening. Sean Bajani, greatly appreciate you sitting in for Ron the Show Ugly. T-Mill, you killed it as usual. And until tomorrow, baby, when the drive returns at 2 p.m., Houston, we love you, baby.
And I know it's gonna be.
You're going to get hard if you play us.
Who knows what the fans said? Some of them fans, you never know.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You're so H-Town.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.